so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you like I'm loving you tonight. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. You have no but tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Behind me, I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. In the court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I'm the sun and the air. All the shyness that is criminal and vulgar. Picture now.
Hello, this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
I'm to do with you. I'm alive.
Dude. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
Yeah. and it rocks! Doing it for me now. Listen to WRCT Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Welcome to Public Affairs here on WRCT. We have a lot to cover this week. Several things in the news. And first, we'll go to The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Let me say this. Fabulous book.
Thank you.
Filled with such interesting research and unusual and I think really interesting ideas. I mean, does America require poverty to function in the way that we do? Is it a requirement of our society?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Does the system we run, do they require in the capitalist system people in poverty to function at maximum profit?
I think a lot of us do benefit from poverty in ways we don't realize, right?
We
soak the poor in the labor market, the housing market. We continue to have a government that gives the most to families that need it the least by subsidizing affluence instead of fighting poverty.
Right.
We continue to live in segregated lives. A lot of us are connected to that problem, but it also means we're connected to the solution. I don't think we have to live with all this poverty in America.
This system can work. You say something in the book that blew my mind, which is there's a part in there where you talk about the tax burden.
Yeah.
And if we just collected the taxes that were owed,
yeah,
it would account for one point something trillion dollars. And your calculation of how we could end poverty in this country was how much money?
So if you take everyone below the poverty line and lift them above it, that's about $177 billion a year. And it's a super rough estimate, but it gives us a sense of what we're talking about when we're talking about ending poverty, because that's so utterly attainable for us, right? That's less than 1% of our GDP.
Right.
So a study came out that showed that if the top 1% of Americans just paid all the taxes they owed.
Just the ones they owed?
Just the ones they owed, and not got taxed at a higher rate, just paid what they owed, we would net about $175 billion a year. So we could just about close the poverty gap.
Just with and without levying other taxes, just collecting what we need.
Right. I mean, so like...
So,
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When you say that, I just go, no.
Right.
That can't be.
Right.
But be.
Right.
That's insane. And it's not, the one thing I will say, it's not like we don't spend money
right
on alleviating poverty. We do. The budget for America was what, $3.7 trillion 10 years ago. Now it's like $7
trillion. Yeah.
We do spend the money. Are we just spending it inefficiently?
So I think we have to recognize that the things that we are doing to fight poverty now really, really matter. Medicaid, right. Food stamps, you know, housing assistance, these are lifesavers, right? And so these programs are lifting millions of folks above the poverty line every year. We also have to recognize that we have to do more, you know, because the problem's getting a lot worse.
Right.
So over the last 50 years, we've had wages stagnate for too many workers. We've had housing costs soar. We now have the lowest wages, some of the lowest wages in the industrialized world, in the richest country in the history of the world.
Poverty levels are higher than almost all other countries in the industrial world.
They're not just higher. Like, our child poverty rate is double what it is in Canada, Germany, South Korea. You go to Europe, Europeans have this phrase, like, American-style deprivation. So it's...
I don't even want to know what the German word for that is.
Right.
But it's sure it's very long and sounds like someone has bronchitis.
Right.
But this is the part... That's shocking. We've done things. I'm going to go back to the pandemic, that there was the era, the rent assistance program and the child tax credits. Poverty dropped in the pandemic when people were really suffering by what percent?
So the third rescue plan, the third rescue bill under Biden, signed it in March, right? We dropped child poverty by 44% in 6 months because of that intervention.
So we naturally, at that